Tulsi Gabbard declassifies Biden admin documents, exposes weaponization of intelligence against Americans. By Olivia Rondo on July 7, 2025. Director of National Intelligence, DNI. Tulsi Gabbard's task force, charged with carrying out President Donald Trump's executive orders related to the intelligence community, IC, is interviewing whistleblowers who could expose Russian collusion hoaxers, analyzing previous election processes to investigate vulnerabilities, and more as part of the administration's goal to maximize transparency. The Director's Initiatives Group, DIG, established by Gabbard in April, was launched with the mission of rebuilding trust in the IC, starting with investigating weaponization, rooting out deep-seated politicization, exposing unauthorized disclosures of classified intelligence, and declassifying information that serves a public interest. Watch, Tulsi calls out Biden admin for spying on Catholics. The DIG is also leading assessments of IC structure, resourcing, and personnel to improve efficiency and eliminate wasteful spending, Gabbard's office said at the time. The task force was created to get the IC into compliance with several of Trump's executive orders, including ending the weaponization of the federal government, restoring freedom of speech and ending federal censorship, ending radical and wasteful government DEI programs and preferencing, and holding former government officials accountable for election interference and improper disclosure of sensitive governmental information. In a three-month update to Breitbart News, an ODNI official revealed what the DIG has already accomplished and what it is working on next. According to Gabbard's office, former DNI James Clapper and former Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, Director John Brennan worked together to create the deep state within the IC and bake politicized and weaponized intelligence into its folds. Related video, SAD. Dem. Hirono whines about Pam Bondi launching probe of Biden admin weaponization of DOJ. The DIG has begun exposing how the Biden administration weaponized the IC against Americans who held dissenting opinions, with newly declassified documents warning of domestic violent extremists who opposed COVID-19 vaccination mandates and other Biden-era policies. The availability of a vaccine for all school-aged children might spur conspiracy theories and perceptions that schools will vaccinate children against parents' will and may increase the potential for violence, a December 2021 report authored by the National Counterterrorism Center, NCTC, Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and Department of Homeland Security, DHS, states. Despite the Biden IC's conspiracy theory characterization, it is true that some minor students were vaccinated without parental consent. With the Vermont Supreme Court ruling last July that a family could not even sue their child's school district after the then 6-year-old was given the COVID-19 vaccine against their wishes. Following the late May declassification of those documents, Gabbard denounced the consistent thread she noticed that painted Americans who opposed the Biden administration as domestic violent extremists. DIG was also behind the revocations of security clearances from former Secretary of State Antony Blinken, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, anti-Trump prosecutors Letitia James and Alvin Bragg, and dozens more. Gabbard also personally announced that security clearances had been revoked from former President Joe Biden, former Vice President Kamala Harris, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Reps. Liz Cheney, R.Y., and Adam Kinzinger, R.E.L., back in March. According to an ODNI official, the DIG is comprised of experts from their own agency, along with bright minds from the CIA, FBI, Department of Defense, DOD, Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, the National Security Agency, NSA, and others. In supporting Gabbard's goal of transparency and fairness, they have helped to eliminate wasteful diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, programs within the IC and led the community in locating and declassifying documents on the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The DIG has also already finalized detailed plans to execute organizational changes, such as downsizing and acquisitions reform, which will reduce government waste and save money, an ODNI official told Breitbart News. The task force's ongoing and upcoming projects include obtaining previous IC assessments of election infrastructure, each of which shows clear vulnerabilities in the 2022 and 2020 elections, and interviewing whistleblowers who have firsthand experience and concrete evidence of the politicization of intelligence. For example, the DIG has been tasked with interview analysts that can expose Clapper and other deep state actors for pushing the Russian collusion hoax and trying to cover up the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. After reviewing the election assessment, the DIG is set to conduct forensic analyses so future elections are safer. In an effort to right some of the Biden administration's wrongs, the task force is also set to declassify more examples of the IC's use of the domestic terrorist label against everyday Americans, and investigate links between the IC and the technology industry that may have been used to limit free speech, an ODNI official told Breitbart News. On top of all that, the DIG is also setting its sights to find how U.S. tax dollars, funneled through the IC, may have funded gain-of-function research at biolabs around the world. Trump's May executive order demanded the end of American funding in such dangerous projects. An ODNI official told Breitbart News that more projects are to come, and more documents will be declassified as Gabbard works to increase transparency. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.